So we have another guest, and this is related to what we were talking about just a little bit ago about Mission Save Her, one of the celebrities at this event coming to Venuti's in Addison on August 11th to help raise awareness for human trafficking is Harry Lennox. You may remember him from Blacklist. You may have gone to school with him at Northwestern. You may have seen him at The Good Men. You may have seen him in tons of movies. Harry, I could go on and on, but welcome to WGN. How are you?
Kathy, I'm doing great. Do go on and on. Go ahead, feel free.
I know you were. I'm trying to think. You were in Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman. Played Malcolm X on the Goodman Theater at the Goodman Theater.
Directed some shows at Piven Theater, I believe.
I played around with them a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
I did a couple shows over there. Yeah, they're great, and I love Chicago. You know, it's my home. And it sounds like Kelly was at Northwestern. Is that true?
I was not, but my husband is an actor. He actually auditioned for one of your shows at Piven.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. Did he get the part?
He didn't get the part.
Oh,
that's okay. It's part of the job.
Of course.
Auditioning and not getting the part.
Well, you know what? I've never directed a show at Piven, so there was another bad guy involved.
Yeah. Blame it on the bad guy. Yeah. Well, you're a good guy. And coming to this event with Reggie Benjamin, Mission Save Her, how did you get connected to this event, Harry?
Actually, it was through the people at Conrad. There's a series that is a little engine that could, called Conrad the Series, with my friends there in Chicago. And they told me about it. It was through a very powerful couple that live in Crystal Lake, Illinois, called the LeCues. And so they told me about this, and I was immediately interested. My wife, for some years, worked in an organization called GEMS, which is Girls Education and Mentoring Services, and they deal with girls who are trafficked from a very young age in the sex trade. Yeah. And so I've been interested in this for a very, very long time. I really think it's, you know, the cause of the day, and not enough attention is being paid to it. And so if I can, you know, shine some light on it and be a part of being the solution, I'm all in.
Yeah, the statistics that Reggie gave us are just frightening for any parent, and it is absolutely a horrible thing, and it's wonderful that we're raising so much awareness. And a lot of it is just making people aware of how to protect yourself and protect your children. And I had a story of friends in Wisconsin who she was working at a department store on her way home, and her mom always told her, pay total attention to everything around you. Don't be on your phone when you're walking in the parking lot. And she just had this sense that somebody was around, and sure enough, there was a van parked next to her car. And as she was headed out to her car, she turned around, she went back into the store and asked security to escort her to her car. And it's one of those things.
Yep.
She listened to her intuition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if parents are listening, kids are listening, you let them know that just don't be afraid to ask for, you know, security to come and walk you out to your car. It's much better to be safe. So thank you,
that's right,
Harry, for being involved in this event. We are going to give away tickets when we're done talking to you, but there's a lot we want to talk to you about. So tell us about this Conrad series. It's in Chicago.
Well, Conrad is interesting. You know, I'm on a show called The Blacklist.
I've never heard of it.
NBC. Nobody's ever heard of it. You know, we got to do a better job about that. But we have a big fan of our show and a certain Jennifer Karam. And Jennifer got behind this concept of Conrad, which is about a policewoman in Chicago or a place like Chicago. And she gets involved in and some very interesting intrigues and espionage and so forth. It almost has a kind of parallel thing with The Blacklist. Not exactly, of course, but it's very interesting. And this is a great team of people who are working on this, and I've been delighted to work with them. They actually, even now, they have Eric Roberts, who's in the cast, who is one of my very favorite actors in the world.
Yeah, he's such
and
a good
so,
guy.
Yeah. Oh, he is a genius.
He and his wife Eliza. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you know them. Okay. Great.
Yeah, they were at another event that I did a while ago, and Eric and his wife, I believe they were going to be at this event for Mission Save Her, but they're actually going to be in, I think, Dubai or something, raising awareness. And they put so much of their personal time and effort into so many fantastic causes. So that's right. Eric Roberts is in this show. Okay.
Right. And some really other great talent. My friend and co-actor from The Blacklist, he's Sean Taufik. He's also, does a little small part in this pilot for this show. So, they're trying to get on the air, and we're very hopeful about that.
Great. Well, it looks like a great series. And while we have you, can you talk a little bit about Noble?
Yes, Noble is the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, and they are comprised of a bunch of chiefs of police, members of the FBI, municipalities, people who in many ways are on the front line of crime, criminal justice, security, people who are helpful in terms of, solving the issues that we're talking about, such as with Mission Save Her and trying to put a dent and trying to eradicate, actually, human trafficking. So they are a great organization. They meet annually, and I've been privileged to, in the past, have been the spokesperson for their youth initiative. My brother, Mike Lennox, was a 30-year veteran of the Illinois State Police. He was part of a group called ABLE, which is the Association of Black Law Enforcement Executives out of there at Illinois. And so I've always had a keen interest in law enforcement and, of course, in social justice. Sometimes those things seem to be paradoxically aligned or on opposite ends of the spectrum, but they're really not. I think Dr. King put it best when he said, injustice everywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I think that these guys and ladies who are in Noble, who are in law enforcement in general, don't get enough credit for when they get things right. We're real quick to point the finger when they do things that are wrong, and that happens. But every day, they are out there making life better for people, and that's their intention, and particularly those of color, who, as my brother puts it beautifully, he says, he's black and blue.
I love that.
I love it. Isn't that good?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. So, I like that.
Yeah.
Harry,
I've involved with them.
It might surprise you to know that before I got into radio, I always wanted to get into law enforcement. Now, this was inspired by Charlie's Angels when I was growing up, but I always wanted to be a detective, like for real. And when I lived in Arizona, I volunteered with a police department. And of course, they didn't give me a gun and they didn't, but I did have my own uniform. And
I need a picture of this.
I did ride alongs, and I'm telling you, it was an eye-opener because some of the police officers I did ride-alongs with, they got spit on, they got kicked, they got mean things said about their mother. Like, that's just not even fair.
Nope.
So you're right. They really, really, it's one of the most difficult professions out there. Mm. So kudos to everyone who does it, especially your brother.
Thank you.
So I know that you've got so much going on. What do you do for fun? What do you do when you have nothing on the calendar, especially when you come back to Chicago?
Well, I play a pretty mean game of pool.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Like that. I like to swim. I actually play a fair piano, and that's really my kind of relaxation and meditation, is sitting down and, going through a couple songs from time to time. But I, these days I'm mostly just enjoying being at work. I have almost the perfect job on The Blacklist. I don't go in all that often, and I get to be a part of a really great show. So I like it. For me, work is kind of my vacation.
That's
where I love to be.
Good.
Finding something that you love to do is really the golden ticket.
A blessing,
yep. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, Harry, we can't thank you enough for your time, and we look forward to you coming to town on August 11th.
Great. I look forward to seeing you both there, if you can be there.
I will, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harry.
And we'll get that, and we'll get you that sidearm that you've been looking for a long time.
She'll come in her uniform.
We'll talk later. Oh, goodness. Thank you very much, Harry. Appreciate it.